Well, I'll tell you about it. I mean, I went in when I was 27 or something when it happened, and I was pretty horrified by what happened. We were terribly, most of us were terribly uneasy about it, and it was very distressing, actually, because in those days, you know, I suppose we were all sort of more, empower-minded or something like that. The idea of breaking, I've always been very, for obvious reasons, I mean, always been very pro-American, and the idea that we were upsetting the Americans to the extent that they did what they did and all that sort of thing was very foreign to me. I remember particularly one evening going home after the house had risen, and getting back to my house, which I had in Bywater Street, Chelsea, little house, and I was on my own then at that moment. And I remember sitting down, and for want of anything else to do, I'll never forget this, because I feel funny whenever I hear it again, I turned on the Strauss Four Last Songs, which you know, do you? And within seconds, for the first time in my life, I was actually shedding tears, sort of, God, this is the end of empire, we can't do anything, there are Soviets, Soviet submarines in the Mediterranean, you know, and all the rest of it. It was a big adjustment in everybody's, enormous adjustment in everybody's life.